You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have got the wonderful Dolly Possum on with us today, which I'm very, very excited for. That is made up of Christian Grove, Caleb Tullock and Kara Wallace. They're playing quite the array of instruments today, which I'm very excited about. We've got the fiddle, the cajon, the guitar, and yeah, they're about to release an EP. They've released a track list for it too, and these are a couple songs that you may be hearing on that. They've also got a gig coming up on Anzac Day at the Crown, so yeah, stay tuned. Take it away.
Watched you as you turned on the stove. Show me and I'll learn.
Next is folk, so we're going to have to tune up.
It's a funky tuning. The tuning is C sharp, then G sharp, then guess what? Another C sharp.
Whoa!
Whoa. And then guess what's next?
G sharp.
Then it's an F.
Is that?
Yes. And then an A sharp, whoa, when did this guy come along?
It was like an open C sharp.
And then it's a D sharp.
Calls us the, I don't know, possum tuning.
Possum tuning.
Oh, people think we're a Dolly Parton reference, but it's not true. And we're addressing the allegations. We're not a Dolly.
Yeah,
we're not
there's
a
also
Dolly.
A TikTok account of a
yes.
possum that like dresses like Dolly Parton.
Oh.
And the TikTok account is called Dolly Possum. So
every time they post a reel on Instagram, because they've got the same username as us,
they tag us.
They tag us. So I guess it's free exposure.
It's a collab or something. Make a music video.
The song has a lot of words.
It does. At least two.
Way more than two. A couple more than that.
It's called Fool.
It's called Fool.
Jimmy was a tough one, working with his hands. He took his boy down to the backyard, where he buried his old man. And the fat boy gets to grinning, it's just like seeing Dottie. Sid looked up with crusted eyes, and Jewel came down his little chin.
I remember Dottie's car
hung up in the shed. I saw Sid kneel down before it, while he cried and shook his head. He wiped the dirt off of his nose and whispered something sweet. In the morning I'll leave this house when the cows get up to eat. And so he prayed, and Jimmy dug and kicked the soil up like a horse. He told him,
boys, this is my magic trick,
I'm sure if you don't tell. Then he itched until he scratched, seeing all the trees get right. Pull down behind, pull inside, you're nothing but a fool.
Teeth is next.
Ooh. I sing this one. Yes. Yep, Caleb's singing.
Caleb is singing.
What should we do about the mics? Put that one up.
Yeah, cool. Sweet.
Do you reckon I need to turn again?
Maybe you're right. Sounds okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
If you need the lyrics.
I've got it.
Okay, you need the lyrics?
I'm all good, I think. Yeah.
Goodness me, it is warm today.
Very toasty.
This one's called Teeth.
Teeth.
Yes.
Song. How are we going for time?
All good.
This is our last song, and it used to be super duper long, but now it's not as super duper long.
Yeah, just in standard. Song.
It's okay.
Oh my god. So much tuning.
It's
yeah,
scary.
Going from like drop C.
You need a guitar song.
Yeah.
We just need like 5 million guitars for all the tunings we play in.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You tuned up?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
This one's called
Yep, bandit.
Thank you.
Sweet, thanks.
Oh, gorgeous.
Woo. Woo. Thanks for having us.
Check out the upcoming EP.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Awesome sauce.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on, Dolly Possum. That was amazing. Up next, we have got Ivy, Tall Grass. Stay tuned.
You.
You were listening to Radio 1 91 FM. That was Pearly, Not So Sweet, and Tall Grass by Ivy. But before then, you were listening to Dolly Possum live to air. This is the Thursday Drive show, and yeah, I'm joined for a post-match interview by Kira Wallace. Say hello.
Hello.
Caleb Tullock.
Kia ora.
And Christian Groves. Christian Groves?
Christian
Groves, sorry.
Yeah, that's all good.
But yeah, that was an absolutely amazing set many tunings.
Yeah.
How close are you on this mic? Is it not really?
It's good where it is.
Yeah,
it's good where it is. But yeah, those four songs you're playing, those are likely to be on your upcoming EP?
Yeah.
Yes, all of them.
100%.
Yeah.
They might come in a different shape.
Yes,
form, but,
with more tunings and more layers.
Yeah, we just wanted to put out a track list because
yeah.
We're excited. Well,
some,
I think.
Some teasers.
Yeah.
Well, does it have a name yet?
I feel like the name will come last.
That'll come last.
Yeah. Because I was looking at the track list, I want a name, I want to know. But but keep him corn. Keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got some ideas.
Do you know where you'll be recording those songs?
Probably ourselves.
At
Caleb's parents' basement.
Doing Motown drums or something.
Yeah. Keep it simple, but yeah.
Yeah.
We saw quite the range of instruments being used in this performance. We saw the cajon, the fiddle, looked guitars all around. Plus, was it a banjo?
Yeah, a banjo.
Yeah. Will that be? We'll be getting those in the EP as well.
Yeah, 100%. Totally.
We're wanting to add lots of instruments.
Yeah. I know a guy in Christchurch.
We know a few guys
that plays pedal steel, so we can get some.
Oh yeah, pedal steel's the
We know big several instrument people.
What is a pedal steel?
It's like, you know, the it's like the ultimate country instrument. It's like a slide guitar, but it's like with a slide, and it's like a flat guitar.
Yeah.
And it's like the wham.
That is so cool.
You know?
Yeah. That's the dream.
And the harmonica, too. I can't.
Yeah.
We're just getting Caleb, forget. Like.
I was just winging it. I don't really know what I'm doing on harmonica.
I feel like that is the only way to play a harmonica.
I think it is.
Like,
it was like my third time playing a harmonica.
I feel like there's a few things you could learn, like with the. Like the real loud Bob Dylan esque stuff.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah.
So the song Fool, that was the second one you played, very, very lyrically intensive. What's kind of the main themes that you've been kind of grappling through?
I guess a dysfunctional family of sorts, some strange things.
Yeah. I think, Kira and I, we both like write them each other. Mm-hmm. Well, write. Both right.
Yes, we both right.
kind of, I like to include a bit of like morbidity and a bit of whimsy. I think like, that one, I don't know, quite personal stuff, but also is like a general theme, like, just a family, a weird family and magic.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's kind of the best way to tackle such themes that are just like, you just need to write it out sometimes. That's not a replacement for therapy, but.
I guess like giving characters to it as well. Personifying the feelings.
Totally. Yeah. That's what a lot of the writing is just personification of feelings. Like, we've got Sid. Jimmy, who else? Maisie.
All the characters.
Got a lot of characters.
Dog.
Dottie
the dog.
And the cajon that was being played before.
Yes, it was.
Is that so? It's just like a square drum. Like I'm looking at it now, but
you just sit on it, and up the top is like a snare sound, and then down the bottom is like your kick sound. So you just kind of slap in different spots for different sounds, I guess.
Like the hand boning stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy. You swore on radio before, mid-set, but it's okay, it's not placed.
Shoot.
They're on their way right now.
No, there's a couple bombs make it out every show, but
sorry about that.
So you can, if they want to catch you outside, if you missed them live, you can listen to, we'll be uploading this onto our podcast, if you want to re-listen to this. We'll be editing a video of this as well, but if you want to catch them live, which is the best place to see Dolly Possum, on Anzac Day, April 25th, they'll be at the Crown Bar, that is opening for...
Druk.
I don't know.
Druk.
Something like that.
They're from the US, and there's a whole bunch of new bands. Francis and Griffin, and
Juno, Ram Raid, and
Finance, I think.
And then us.
I love it when international acts get to just like fully for like a one gig just immerse themselves in the Djibouti like music scene.
They've got such a wide range of sounds as well. Like no bands are like each other.
Go
from hardcore to folk.
I was pretty surprised seeing the line. I was like, how do we fit in here? Also, since Francisca Griffin's in
she's the bridge.
She's the bridge. I think. crosses us.
Ram Raid is a is like a wild Dolly Possum move into, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Ram Raid's awesome. I went to one of the gigs a couple weeks ago. Whoa, I was like off my rocker. It was really, I think it was like my first hardcore gig.
Yeah, they did a live to air and Radio 1 once, and it blew my socks off. They were handing around earplugs beforehand out of preparation for
all. That's good. What, but, sweeties?
Yeah. Right? The sweetest people. I love the lyrics. They're all about, like, send Elon Musk to Mars and never let him come back or something like that. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard the lyrics. I just
kind of can't.
Yeah. That was the ones that I managed to make out through it, at least. But yes, thank you so much all for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It was amazing to listen to you.
That was the Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.